Good evening, everyone. Welcome to tonight's Tefillah Shir, number 116. Ches Tammuz Tovshin Samech Tes, June 29th, 2009. Tonight we'll be learning about the 14th Bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, Binyan Yerushalayim, the rebuilding of Yerushalayim. I think it's very appropriate to mention, to point out, when we have situations that Hashem is showing us and telling us, I am there right in front of you, just open your eyes and see me, it is incumbent upon us to take the opportunity, to take the time, and realize Hashem's hand in the picture. What am I referring to? It's quite obvious the date we just mentioned, Ches Tammuz. This is the 116th shear, the Tefillah shear, according to this calculation. I'll elaborate a little further. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, has orchestrated, has organized, that the 116th Tefillah shear should be the bracha that discusses V'il Yerushalayim Ircha Barachim Toshav, to build Yerushalayim the week before we begin the 3 weeks. There is a God out there. Furthermore, Hashem does this with us every single day of our lives. As Moshe Shabbos, I was just walking home, was it Friday night, whatever it was, Shabbos, and I see the fireflies, and it's just amazing. I remember as a little boy chasing the fireflies. But here the message is that Hashem is taking that little fly and putting a little bulb in there and saying, see me, look at me, I exist, I created that fly. And we have an opportunity to see Hashem in every single second of our lives, every single situation of our lives. We'll begin now the bracha of Yerushalayim Ircha Barachim Toshuv. And we dive into Hashem that Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, your city, Barachamim Toshuv, return it, return in mercy. V'sishkoim b'soicho kashay dibarto, and dwell therein as you have spoken. Uvnayoiso b'korab yameinu, and rebuild it soon in our days. A binyan oilom, an everlasting structure. The Chisei David and the throne of David, Mehera L'Soicha Tachin, may you speedily establish therein. And we end the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, you Hashem are the source of all the brachas, the power to do everything. Boinei Yerushalayim, builder of Yerushalayim. Not such a long bracha as compared to the previous bracha, but a very powerful bracha as we'll see tonight. The questions we have to ask is, what is the message? What are we davening for? What are we to take out from this bracha? How are we to act upon this and to enhance our lives? To take out the message from this tefillah and to bring Yerushalayim back. Another question a person might ask, is it really possible? Is it really possible that the Ramban and the Rambam and even the great Tanoim Amoraim Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, the Maral, Abarbanel, all these generations, Davin, Bilushalayim, Merech, Abarachim, and Toshul, rebuild the base of Mikdash, and still not here. Darizal, Rav Yosef Cairo. Throughout the generations, the great Gro, Rav Kiva Eger, the Sfas Emes, the Chassam Sofer. We could continue on and on, mentioning his great tzaddikim, the Chafetz Chaim, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. All these great tzaddikim, they davened for the Beis Hamikdash to come back, and it's still not here. person might say to himself, me, little me, does my tefillah really count? Does it really make that difference? If these great tzaddikim of previous generations were not able to bring back the Beis HaMikdash, who am I? Furthermore, we have to ask another question. We're davening for this bracha to rebuild Yerushalayim. If we go today to Yerushalayim, we have a situation where we have kodolim, we have yeshivas. On the spiritual level and on the physical level, Yerushalayim, Eretz Yisrael, is growing leaps and bounds. It's beautiful. Yes, we are missing the Beis HaMikdash, but we have so much. So what are we davening for in this bracha? Before we answer these questions, let's understand the background, the history of this bracha. When was this bracha said? As we mentioned, the Medrash tells us that every bracha took place, was said by the Malachim at a different time period in our history. And this bracha was said when Shlomo HaMelech, when he built the Beis HaMikdash, the Malachi Ashores, the ministering angels, they said these words, Baruch Atah Hashem, Boine Yerushalayim. You Hashem are the builder of Yerushalayim. The Malachim realized the gift that Hashem gave us. This ability for us to focus as human beings and to concentrate our tefillas, our avodah, our service to Hashem in one area. A place where His Shechina, His presence dwells the most. It gave us as people something tangible to hold on to and to focus our kavana in serving Hashem. Furthermore, to elaborate on this concept, this idea, Tosis in Baba Basra, Chaf Aleph, Amar Aleph tells us as follows. Discussing the mitzvah of Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni is food, has to be eaten in Yerushalayim, or redeemed. When it's brought up to Yerushalayim to eat in Yerushalayim, what was the power of the Beis HaMikdash, of Yerushalayim? Says Tosis, the Fishahaya Roya Kedusha Gedoila, the Kohanim Oiskim Ba'Avoida. People, when they came up with their fruits, they saw the Kedusha, the Kohanim doing the Avoida in Beis HaMikdash, the service in the Beis HaMikdash. Hoy Mechavin Liba Yoise Le Yira Shemayim. Ulalami Tayr, Ulumay Tayr. They would concentrate, they would focus on spirituality, on learning Torah. People from outside of Yerushalayim went up to Yerushalayim. And this is the gift that Hashem would give them, the Kedusha. That those who Tosis brings a Sifri that says, Godo Maaser Sheni, how great is Maaser Sheni? Shemayili the Talmud that brings people to learn Torah. Why is that? The Fishahaya Oymed Yerushalayim, as we just mentioned, people would stand in Yerushalayim, Acheyoicha Maaser Sheni Shaloi, before he ate his Maaser Sheni, Vayaroya Shekulam Oiskim Bamnacha Shemayim of Avoido, and he saw that everybody was involved in spirituality, in holy endeavors. He himself would also focus on Yerushalayim and he would be involved in Libra Torah. We're davening here to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. In order to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, to want the Beis HaMikdash back, we have to realize what we're missing. There were open miracles that took place right in front of our eyes. As we said, the Malachim, they said this bracha, Boini Yerushalayim, when Shlomo Melech built the Beis HaMikdash. We say this bracha as a tefillah that we want Hashem to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. The Sfas Emes asks, what is this? Is it when it was built, or do we say this bracha to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash? And he explains that it's both. The Sfas Emes explains that when they had the Beis HaMikdash, they appreciated the gift that Hashem gave them, this ability to come close to Hashem through the Beis HaMikdash, where they brought karbonos, the carbon from the word karev, to come close to Hashem. And that's what a carbon was, bring oneself closer to his Father. And they realized they have a madnas Hashem, madnas Elokim, a present from Hashem, and it's a daven for us. Its ability to stay in existence. So they daven Boini Yerushalayim. We are lacking the Beis HaMikdash. We daven to Hashem to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. So if we're davening to Hashem to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, the question is, why is there no Beis HaMikdash? What took place? What happened? That Hashem said, no, I had to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Yutess Amud Beis, enumerates, lists a few of the Chataim that Klal Yisrael transgressed that brought about the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. Chilul Shabbos. Desecrating the Shabbos. Not keeping the laws of Shabbos. The Chafetz Chaim tells us if we don't learn Hilchos Shabbos, it's not possible to keep the laws of Shabbos. If we don't learn what to do and what not to do, it is impossible not to violate Shabbos. So when we say that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Chilul Shabbos, and when we dive into Hashem, V'il Yerushalayim Yerecho Barachim Toshuv, Hashem, please bring back the Beis HaMikdash, bring back Yerushalayim. What we have to do is make sure that these Chatoim cease to exist. So if Chilul Shabbos was one reason why it was destroyed, then Limud Hilchos Shabbos, the learning of the laws of Shabbos, is something that we have to do as well. And that goes with all of the Chatoim that are mentioned. That we have to make sure we don't fall prey to these Chatoim. For example, the next one was that they failed to say Shema daily, twice a day. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa to say Shema twice a day. We have times when we cannot say it past a certain time, in the morning and the evening, we don't want to say it before the right time begins. And we have to make sure that we once again, we fulfill these mitzvahs properly. The power of Talmud Torah, of the learning of the Torah of little children. The Gemara tells us that the people, the generation, they interrupted the Torah of little children. The pure Torah of little children. Belich chait, without any sin. This is another reason why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. People were corrupt in their business. They didn't do business honestly. They mavazed Talmidei Chachamim, disgraced Talmidei Chachamim, humiliated them, degraded them. (Clears People were chayta, they sinned. More than embarrassed. Person's not embarrassed because of the chatoim. He won't do tshuva. And they fail to give teichacha. They fail to rebuke their friends. The Gemara's other places list many, many other chatoim as well. For example, Gemara in Yuma, Daf Tes, and what Beis tells us, the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. The very famous reason, because of sinas chinam. Lashon hara. Baseless hatred from one Jew to another Jew for no reason. And we are told that we know the first Beis Hamikdash was destroyed because of Gil Arayis, Shfichas Dam, and Avodah Zarah. Idolatry, immorality, and bloodshed. And Chazal tell us that Lashon Hara is worse than all three. And if we are still in a state when there is no Beis Hamikdash today, we can understand that the chataim that caused us to leave the Eretz Yisrael for the Beis Hamikdash to be destroyed are still around for with us today. Lashon Hara. Let's discuss Lashon Hara a little. Let's not talk it, but we'll discuss it. We know the Meraglim spoke Lashon Hara on Tisha B'Av. What was the Lashon Hara they spoke? What did they say? So the Pasuk tells us in Dvarim, Perek Aleph, Pasuk of Zayin. Vatirognu ba'aleichem vataimru. Besinas Hashem oisonu oitzionu me'eretz Mitzrayim. Lo seis oisonu b'yad ha'mayril hashmideinu. You slandered in your tents and said, because Hashem's hatred for us. We want to know what the Lashon Hara is. Besinas Hashem oisonu. They said Hashem hates us. And He took us out of Mitzrayim to deliver us in the hands of the Amoraim to be destroyed. Besinas Hashem oisonu. The Meraglim came back and said Hashem hates us. Everything that took place during their journey in Eretz Yisrael, the death of the people, everything that took place was an opportunity, a way for the people of the land of Eretz Yisrael at the time to be busy and they wouldn't notice the Meraglim. But they looked at a different angle, in a negative way. This is one of the sources, the beginning, the root of speaking Lashon Hara. We are told, but tzedek tishpat samisacha, judge our friend favorably. Bidon is kol adon kaschus, judge our friends favorably. The Meraglim had the opportunity to look and say, Hashem made them busy so they can't see us. They're busy with their own activities. But no. They said the opposite. They did the opposite. And the source of it all was because they said Hashem hates us. And this is the farthest thing from the truth. Because the Chafetz Chaim, as he brings down right in the Besicha, in the beginning introduction, in the opening words to the Sefer, Chafetz Chaim, the laws of Lashon Hara, he tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls us Bonim, children, Chelek Hashem, a portion of God. He brings the Pasuk in Malachi, Perakal, Pasuk Beis, Ahavti Eschem, Amar Hashem, I love you, says Hashem. Ahavti Eschem, Amar Hashem. This is a situation where in order for us to correct to bring the Beis Hamikdash back. We have to focus on this chait of Lashon Hara, of Sinas Chinam. Another aspect, another angle to focus on is this that Hashem does love us. And as we say time and time again in the Shiurim, that everything that takes place in our lives is for our best. And this mindset to accept everything from Hashem, this mindset, I believe, is a way to correct the mistake of the Meraglim when they said Hashem hates us. Because if we acknowledge and realize that Hashem is our Father who loves us, so even when we don't understand, we realize Hashem loves us. So if Hashem loves us, it's irrelevant if I understand the tragedy that might be taking place. But Hashem has an ultimate plan. Let's not lose focus that if, God forbid, there is a tragedy, Hashem wants us to daven to Him, to help the situation as much as possible. And that's because He is our Father, and He wants to help us. But He wants us to bring out the tefillah. Just like when He created the world, but the grass did not come forth yet, until Adam was created to daven for that grass to come up. So too, if there is a situation, and there are situations, and Hashem creates these situations in our lives because He wants us to daven to Him so He can give us all the good. So, tonight, a person will walk out of this classroom, the shiur room, and tell himself, no more Lashon Hara. The 3 weeks are about to begin. Now is the time to accept upon myself, I won't speak Lashon Hara anymore. I want to suggest, everybody calls up one friend and ask that one friend to make one more phone call to someone else and pass it along in the chain call. To accept not to speak Lashon Hara anymore. And it spreads. From 10 to 20 to 30 to 40, before you know it, hundreds and thousands from one phone call. Don't say it in my name. Is that the solution? That we should accept upon ourselves not to speak Lashon Hara? Let's turn to the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim knows a thing or two about the laws of Lashon Hara. Let's see if he thinks it's a good idea. In the Sefer Chovetz HaShmira from the Chafetz Chaim, Perek Gimel, right in the beginning, he says as follows. The Da'oin, and you should know, the Ikir HaShmira, the main aspect of not speaking Lashon Hara does not come from just accepting it in the heart. I accept upon myself not to speak Lashon Hara. That's not the way to go about it. That's not the way to do it. So what is the correct way of doing it? Kiim says the Chafetz Chaim, Shieloi Eis Kavua B'chol Yoim Im Ma'atim Harbe. We have to have set times to learn the laws of Chafetz Chaim, laws of Lashon Hara. Whether it's a little or a lot, but set times throughout the day. This is how the Chafetz Chaim tells us we'll be successful. The Kabbalah to accept it upon ourselves, that alone is not the way to go. It's a start. But that's not the way to go. To be successful, the Chafetz Chaim tells us, we have to be learning the halachas. Learn how severe this chait is. Learn when it is asr to speak and learn when it's mutter to speak. Because many times when people think, that's Lashon Hara and that's Lashon Hara, Oh, it's too much, I can't keep it. So then they just say whatever they want anyway. But learn when it's permissible to speak. A while back, I was in a Svarim store. I think I mentioned this story once. And a person walked into the store, asked the person behind the counter, the worker in the store, for they wanted to buy one of the skulas. Now, I'm not chasam coming to knock any skulas. I don't know how they work, I don't know if they work. So the person said, which one would you like? The one with the red band, the one with the hand, opens up a little chest over there, and you choose. Of course, there's a price tag on every single one. I was on the other side of the room, and I was smiling to myself, because the skula that this person didn't pull out is a skula right here in Chayus HaShmir Perek Vav. The best skula that exists. The best skula that exists in the world. What is that best skula? The best antidote against anything in the world. The Chafetz Chaim tells us in Perek Vav of Chayus HaShmir. The skula zu, this skula, he toivo mikol haskulois shemechapsim anoshim hatzlocha, is the greatest skula from all of the skulois that people are running around looking for. What is it? It's from the pasuk he quotes, mi hayi shechavetz chayim, oyev yom lirois toiv, nitzar l'shoin chameira. For a person to fulfill the laws of Lashon Hara properly. To not speak Lashon Hara. The skula zu, I'm quoting the words of the Chafetz Chaim. He toiva mikol haskulois. It is the greatest of all of the skulois. That people are yearning for success. They want to be successful. So they look for this and look for that. But it's right here, right in front of us. We have English Sfarim. We have Hebrew Sfarim. Translated in many different languages. To learn the laws of Lashon Hara. Many times the Yetzer Hara will blind us into thinking we want to be successful in life, you have to travel far, climb high mountains. Right here. Said the Chafetz Chaim in Perek Gimel. Have a set time to learn every day. A person can call up a friend, listen, you have 5 minutes. 5 minutes a day on the phone. In the morning, in the evening, whatever it might be. Says Shlomo HaMelech in Kohelis, Tov Meshnayim Echad, two are better than one. With a friend, it might even be better. 5 minutes, 3 minutes, 2 minutes. The greatest school in the world. So for davening to Hashem, please Hashem, bring us back the city of Yerushalayim. We ourselves have to be active in making the difference. Let's understand this bracha a little deeper now. We'll start with the first word. Yerushalayim. Who gave this name? What is the significance of this name? So the Medrash tells us that Avraham Avinu called the city Yira, fear, Oh, Malki Tzedek called it Sholem. Said HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if I call the city Yira, that's not right to Malki Tzedek. And if I call the city Sholem, that's not right to Avraham Avinu. Yerushalayim. A compromise. In the name Yerushalayim, which has in it fear, awe, Sholem, peace, we see right away, in order to have that peace, Hashem made a compromise. Because in peace, we have to make a compromise. But it goes further. Because the main focus of the 3 weeks which we are approaching is to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. It is not by coincidence that Rosh Chodesh Av is the yurt site of Aaron HaKohen. What is the midah, the character trait of Aaron HaKohen? Says the Mishnah in Perkei Avos in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Beis. Hillel v'Shammai kiblu mehem. Hillel Oimer, the great Hillel said as follows. Having mitamidu shel Aaron, we should be the tamidim, the students of Aaron HaKohen. What was his message? How did he live his life? What was his main character trait? Says the Mishnah. Oyev sholoim v'roidev sholoim. Loving peace and pursuing peace. Oyev esabriyos umukarvon l'toyra. Loving people and bringing them closer to the Torah. The goal is to bring them closer to the Torah. Not just to give them a nice hug and say, I love you, and leave them alone. But to bring them back to the Torah. Because the goal of Aaron HaKohen was Mekarvon LaTorah. Peace, once again, is the message. Yerushalayim, Aaron HaKohen's yurtzeit, is during the month of Rosh Chodesh Av, during the 3 weeks, to bring out this point, the focus point, focal point. That if you want to bring back Yerushalayim, that Hashem is Sishkan B'Soich Kashi Dibata, Hashem should dwell in Yerushalayim like He had spoken. And we down to Hashem to rebuild it in our days, let us do something about it. And like we said, we can't just make the Kabbalah to accept, I'll be a peaceful person. You have to learn Talmud. Talmud tell you, you have to learn the laws. Learn the Hashkafa. Learn the understanding behind it in the Sefer Shmir Saloshin. And it goes even further. Because who built the Beis HaMikdash? Shlomo HaMelech. And in the name Shlomo, we once again have this concept of peace. So this is the message that's running all the way through Yerushalayim. Through the fact that Aaron HaKohen's Zert site is in Rosh Chodesh Av. Peace. Compromise. Mekarvon LaTorah, come back to the Torah. And Shlomo HaMelech. Peace, once again, his name. A reference to peace. Because we said that the reason why the Beis HaMikdash is not here today is the lack of peace, because of Sinas Chinam. Because people do speak Lashon Hara. I have to tell you, personal story. You might not realize this, but I make mistakes. I make mistakes. And I called someone up. I wanted to apologize. I thought I might have done something wrong. And I called up a couple times. Couldn't get through. Finally I said, you know what? Listen. Say a tefillah. So I davened. I said a little tefillah. I said, Hashem, all you shalom, brother shalom. I want to make peace. I called that time right afterwards, and that person answered the phone. And we had a conversation, and then I mentioned I wanted to apologize about something. He didn't feel I needed to apologize about anything. I said, okay, thank you. I hung up right away. No, I didn't do that. But I continued, and we had the conversation. Another situation, another time, I was on the phone with somebody, and he was in a certain place, and he told me he sees someone who there was an issue. They had an issue with each other once. And the person on the phone with me told me he once approached him, tried to make peace with him, and the person wouldn't talk to him, wouldn't look at him. He said, what do you suggest? What should I do? So I said to him as follows. I said, before we do anything, and this is what Rosh Hashanah Brevda, Shlita, always says, we always have to say a tefillah. This is what Chazal teach us. We always have to say a tefillah. I told the person, say a tefillah. That you're coming to make peace. Hashem should help you make peace. So, okay, you tell me, I'll try it. We hung up. Calls him back a while later. And he told me it worked. He said he approached this person. He said a tefillah. He approached this person. And he stuck out his hand. And the person responded this time. Are you shalom, the right of shalom? We asked, we have a Yerushalayim, we have yeshivas, we have physical aspects of great things in Yerushalayim. Whatever we need and whatever we might not need, we still could get over there. What are we lacking? So we discussed a little of what we're lacking, the Kedusha. We're diving to Hashem to bring back the Kedusha to the highest level. Rav Avraham Chaim Foyer gives a mashal that a person shouldn't think that we are in a good state. And he says, imagine a person had a heart transplant. He had a fake heart installed and placed into his body. And then outside, it looks like he's doing great. He's living, he's smiling, he's functioning. But inside, this man is full of anxiety. He never knows if his body will reject his heart. If he'll malfunction. It's not the original. It's not the real thing. So too, all the yeshivas, Baruch Hashem, that we have. And all the physical greatness that we have also. We don't know. It could crumble at any given second, Chas Hashem. And the reason for that is because the source of it all is the Kedushas Yerushalayim, is the Beis HaMikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash is not there. We're dying to Hashem to bring back the Beis HaMikdash. Really, Yerushalayim, your presence should dwell there in its fullest glory. That we'll see the open nis and open miracles. We asked, what can one person make a difference? If he is just one little person, says Mesil Sharm, that's a wrong thought process. Because in Perek Yutes, Mesil Sharm tells us, Yoimar ha'odo miyani, who am I? What can I do to daven on the gullus of Yerushalayim? Through my tefillos, will the geula come? Will the salvation come? Says Mrs. Sharm. Shuvasa b'tzidoi, the answer is there, as it says in Mishnah Sanhedrin. Lefichach nivra ha'adam yechidi, man was created alone. Kidei shekol echad yoimar b'shvili nivra oilam. So that everybody should say, the world was created for me. I like to put things in perspective with a mashal in regards to the time period we are in now. We are entering. We are about to enter the 3 weeks. Rav Tzvi Meir Silverberg, Shlita, says a mashal about a husband and wife, Reuven and Chana, who for years didn't have children. 15 years later, they're blessed with a little boy. You can imagine the simcha. As the boy gets a little older, is 3, 4, and 5, they realize something's seriously wrong. His immune system is very weak, and the doctors tell him the only way he can be cured is if he has to go away from you, his parents, for 3 years. And he has to learn how to build himself, to strengthen himself. And then after that time period, you can have him back. Parents didn't want to hear this, but they realized they'll do anything for their beloved son, and they sent him away to the hospital, to the facility for 3 years, with only one phone call once a month. And of course, the tears pouring down the parents' eyes and little Moishilo when that phone call was made. 3 years are up. Moishilo is exiting this building, about to reunite with his parents. We could just imagine the scene, the simcha, the happiness. And the doctor approaches the parents and tells him, "I'm sorry, he needs another 6 months. He's too weak, it's too dangerous. It's for his benefit." The mother almost falls down, almost faints. And they're separated again. After 6 months, Moshe starts to exit again with a little concern and cautiousness, for good reason, because once again he sees the doctor approaching. This time the doctor tells him, "A few more years, I'm sorry." And this goes on, and the parents continue the phone calls with tears streaming down their face. How much they love him. "Moshe, Moshe, we love you." And their son, at this point in time, pays back lip service because he's too cold already. It's been years. He forgot what his parents look like. That's the mashal. What's the nimshal? The nimshal is these parents are a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And at the end of the 3 years, when Hashem wanted to redeem us, and He was about to take us out, we were about to reunite with our Father, it was the Chatayim once again that pushed us away. Then 6 months later, Hashem again wanted to bring us back. And once again, the Chatayim were too many. And this is what happened throughout the generations. Boinei Yushalayim. What tense is this in? In the present tense, Boinei Yushalayim. We are very short on time, but a beautiful Sfas Emes and many other Mefarshim tell us as follows. It is in the present tense, because every tear and every tzara goes on to rebuild the Beis Hamikdash. And every brick that is built up in Shemayim, from our tefillah, from every tzara, every orphan and widow, and tragedy that takes place when we dive into Hashem, it builds another brick in Shemayim. Boinei Yushalayim, Hashem is constantly building the Beis Hamikdash because we are building the Beis Hamikdash. Too many times we're used to this expression, and we should be zoicha to rebuild the Beis Hamikdash in our days. Let us be zoicha to say these words, that we should be zoicha to rebuild the Beis Hamikdash in our days, and that we should not end every shir with such a lashon. But it should be a time when we really are zoicha to rebuild the Beis Hamikdash through our actions. Amen. Amen.